The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We subscribe to five, but, you know, I'm going to read whatever came this week or so. From Woman's World, some mind coaching for you. Help me get out of my own way. Who's your worst enemy? If you're like most of us, it's often yourself. Hear empowering ways to break self-sabotaging habits and find the joy, confidence, and self-love you deserve. First, tap awareness. Discover the origins. Start by looking at where self-sabotage comes from, urges neuropsychologist Judy Ho, PhD, who uses the acronym LIFE, L-I-F-E, to identify these roots. L for low self-esteem. I for internalized beliefs. F for fear of the unknown. And E for an excessive need for control. Low self-esteem can drive self-sabotage, she says, because people undermine themselves when things start going well, as if waiting for the other shoe to drop. Internalized beliefs, like I'll never amount to anything, often begin in childhood, leaving adults prone to catastrophizing challenges. Fear of change blocks growth, and an excessive need for control, especially in relationships, can reinforce negative narratives. Recognizing these roots is the first step to breaking the cycle. Consider a thought log. Tracking negative mental scripts helps us see which thoughts repeat on a self-defeating loop and how to diffuse them, notes behavioral change expert Candace Setti. This is why she has her patients keep self-sabotage thought logs. You start seeing patterns like, I tell myself I'm not good enough when I'm around this person, or I overeat when I feel tired or insecure. Such awareness helps you chip away at patterns. Outsmart this culprit. While it makes sense that the fear of failure often triggers self-sabotaging behaviors, like not trying at all, a sneakier roadblock is fear of success. If someone wants to lose weight, for example, why would they be scared of achieving that, says Setti. The truth is, there are many complex reasons. For a lot of people, wanting to lose weight is almost part of their identity. So, if they finally achieve that goal, there's a now-what effect. Then there's also the worry, what if I succeed and gain all the weight back? What will people think? In situations like these, name your fear and ask yourself what the worst-case scenario is. Realizing you could actually handle it is incredibly liberating. Rev your momentum. Swap in another habit. An easy way to thwart one habit? Swap it with another one, advises psychologist Wendy Wood. It's called a competing behavior, something that stops you from doing whatever it is you don't want to do. For example, if you bite your nails, try sitting on your hands instead. Eventually, you'll stop biting. Or for harder-to-break habits like smoking, consider going for a walk when the urge strikes. Over time, you'll retrain your brain to respond differently. And go easy on yourself. You can't blame yourself if you're repeating unwanted behaviors because so many of them are a product of your environment, like fast food restaurants sabotaging your health goals, says Wood. Even if you manage to change for a short time and then slip, you'll be able to get back to your healthy habits faster because the foundation is already there. New album. Sing along with Britpop by Robbie Williams. February 6th, Robbie Williams returned with a highly anticipated new album, his first full-length release since 2019. Packed with collaborations from artists like Jesse and Joy and Black Sabbath guitarist Tony Iommi, it showcases Williams' signature blend of pop, rock, and emotional storytelling. Standout tracks include Rocket, Spies, and more. Listen on Apple Music or Spotify. From Good Housekeeping, The Art of Staying Sharp, three recent studies reveal surprising new ways to keep your brain healthy. First, exercise for 5 minutes every day. A study in the Journal of the American Medical Directors Association, or JAMDA, found that just 35 minutes of weekly exercise could reduce the chance of developing dementia in the next 4 years by 41%. Participants included 90,000 adults in the UK, and those who did 35 to 70 minutes of weekly exercise saw a 60% decrease in dementia risk. The results suggest that any movement beyond one's usual daily routine at a moderate or higher intensity could be beneficial, says the study's lead author, Amal Waningatunga, Ph.D., an assistant professor of epidemiology at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health and the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. Previous research has linked physical activity to better blood flow to the brain, increased blood volume, formation of new neurons, and greater neuroplasticity. So no wonder it works. Next, get your shingles shots. Interesting. According to research in Nature, scientists may have evidence of a cause and effect relationship between shingles vaccination and dementia prevention. Researchers observed a rollout of the shingles vaccine in Wales in which adults whose 80th birthdays were after the program's start date in 2013 could get the vaccine, whereas those who had turned 80 sooner were ineligible. We found that receiving the shingles vaccine reduced the chance of a dementia diagnosis in the subsequent 7 years by roughly 20%, says Pascal Goldsetzer, an assistant professor of medicine at Stanford University and senior author of the study. If this is truly a causal effect, getting the shingles vaccine would be more effective in delaying or preventing dementia than any existing pharmacological tools. The findings have been replicated in other countries as well. How it works. After you have chickenpox, the virus remains dormant in your cells, and it may reawaken later, causing shingles. The vaccine is more than 90% effective at preventing shingles. Researchers say it could help fight dementia by stimulating the immune system, by reducing reactivation of the chickenpox virus, or via some other mechanism. And last, live like a super-ager. Maintaining solid social relationships and doing things you love, like singing in a choir or playing mahjong, may help protect your brain from age-related decline. Based on word recall tests, researchers noticed that some people 80 and older, whom they called super-agers, had the memory capacity of folks 30 years younger. In studying their brains after they died, scientists saw that neurons crucial for memory were comparatively bigger. Neurons related to social behavior were more numerous, and brain regions linked to focus, motivation, and engagement were thicker. Superagers have very strong ties to their hobbies, which usually involve other people, but they're also connected to their land and culture, says clinical neuropsychologist Tamar Geffen, a study co-author and an associate professor of Northwestern's Feinberg School of Medicine. I think there's a correlation between those behaviors and parts of the brain. A novel for you, hopefully available on Audible. The Future Saints by Ashley Winstead, W-I-N-S-T-E-A-D. Fans of Almost Famous and Daisy Jones and the Six will devour The Future Saints by Ashley Winstead, when straight-laced record executive Theo is sent to California to save or fire the Future Saints, he's captivated by the band's new sound and singer Hannah's talent. So he sets up a new tour, a new record, and a new start for the group. As Hannah's behaviors spiral out of control, new tensions and feelings rise up and threaten their success. From the Heart, with Candace Cameron Bure. In my column as your chief spiritual officer, I share a meaningful verse that lifts my spirit and guides me in the right direction. I hope it does the same for you. Your faith will grow strong in the truth. I wish you would take as good of care of me as you do of George, said one of my children playfully. No, I don't like someone else more than I like my own kids, but George is precious to me. He's my 10-year-old fiddle-leaf fig tree. Fiddle-leaf figs are very sensitive plants. They need bright indirect light and moderate watering, and they don't tolerate change well. And because I don't have a green thumb, I'm particularly proud that I've kept George alive for many years. Is George weirdly horizontal because he had to stretch for the sunshine while I had him positioned wrong? Yes. And did he once get a little burned, just a few leaves, when I put him outside to get that sunshine? Yeah, he did. But right now he's doing great. You and I are much sturdier than George, and the Apostle Paul invites us to continue to grow in Christ, exhorting us, let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. As I've learned to water George just right, offer him the right food, and position him correctly, I've seen him begin to thrive. In fact, currently George is even sprouting new leaves. When we are rooted in the Word of God and nourished by the one who is living water, we sink our roots into Christ. Paul assures us, then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Some clever solutions. If your spices are hard to find, attach stick-on magnets to your spice bottles, then secure them to the side of your refrigerator. You'll instantly free up precious cabinet space, and with the labels facing forward, you can grab cumin, oregano, or cinnamon in seconds while cooking. Wrinkled shirt and no iron available or don't want to take the time, throw it in the dryer with an ice cube and let it run for 5 minutes. As the ice cube melts, it turns into steam, which gently relaxes the fabric's fibers, just like a mini steam cycle. The key is keeping the cycle short so the shirt doesn't overdry, which can create new creases. Then hang the shirt right away to keep it smooth. As a caveat, use this trick on everyday fabrics, not on delicates or heavy materials. Another clever solution, if your dog is terrified of loud trucks, a few minutes before your walk, play videos of trucks going by on YouTube.com. Give your dog a treat and start the video on low volume for 5 minutes. Then progressively play the video a little louder, a few times a day, until it's at top volume. He'll get so used to the sound that the real deal will cease to scare him. If you're having trouble removing a stripped screw, the solution, lay a rubber band flat over the screw head. Then place the tip of your screwdriver into the rubber band and into the groove. The rubber will fill in the gaps in the screw head, providing the traction you need to turn the screw so you can remove it naturally. And neutralize kitchen odors. There's three tips. First, in a microwave, add some water and 10 drops of vanilla extract to a microwave-safe bowl. Heat on high until it starts to boil. Then turn the microwave off and let it sit for 30 minutes. The vanilla will neutralize the odors that are in the microwave, and the steam will help degrease the walls. Odors in the sink? Stinky smells often come from decomposing organic matter like food scraps that are stuck in the pipes. Pour 1 cup of salt down the drain and follow with a kettle of hot boiling water. It'll act as a mini scrubber for your pipes to dislodge the smelly mess. And in a garbage disposal, drop some used lemons cut up into smaller pieces and a few ice cubes into the disposal. Run the cold water and switch the disposal on. The citric acid in lemon will neutralize odors, while the ice sharpens the blades. And snag some thrift treasures. If you're a fan of secondhand shops because of their low prices and one-of-a-kind finds, as I am, this is your moment. Thrift stores see a huge wave of donations the end of December and into January as people clear out closets for tax write-offs. By late January, staff have sorted, tagged, and stocked all that fresh inventory, turning the aisles into a real-time treasure hunt. Stop by your favorite spots now and you'll get first dibs. How to do a body scan. This tension-taming technique helps heal a leaky gut. Follow these beginner-friendly steps inspired by Headspace.com. That's HEADSPACE.com. Sit or lie down comfortably, close your eyes, and breathe slowly and deeply. Bring awareness to the top of your head, noticing the sensations there as you breathe for 20 to 30 seconds. Continue moving down your body, bringing awareness to the sensations in your face, neck, shoulders, arms, hands, chest, belly, buttocks, legs, and feet, spending 20 to 30 seconds on each area. Imagine any discomfort gently fading away. Finish by taking a few deep breaths, then open your eyes and notice how much more relaxed you feel. Seven questions on subjects dear to us. It's a little quiz for you. Number one, which beverage contributes the most to daily hydration? Coffee, tea, water, or juice? The answer, water. It is absorbed quicker than drinks that contain sugar or caffeine, and it doesn't slow digestion or act as a diuretic, allowing your cells to replenish fluids faster and more efficiently. Number two, who played the original TV detective Columbo? You have to be a certain age to know this. Jack Klugman, Peter Falk, Alan Alda, or Dick Van Dyke? It's Peter Falk. His rumpled raincoat, unassuming demeanor, and clever questioning made him a TV legend. Number three, studies suggest the most important habit for better sleep is going to bed earlier, avoiding naps, keeping a consistent wake-up time, or exercising late in the evening. It's C, a consistent wake-up time. That's the strongest signal for regulating your internal clock, helping improve sleep quality, energy levels, and overall health. Next is a true or false. Mild dehydration can affect mood and concentration. Well, that's true. Even mild dehydration reduces blood flow and oxygen delivery to the brain, which can impair cognitive function. Number five, people who age most joyfully tend to share one habit: avoiding change, staying socially connected, keeping busy schedules, or rarely slowing down. It's B, staying socially connected. Relationships are one of the strongest predictors of longevity, boosting mental health and even immunity. Six, which U.S. national park was the first to be established? Yosemite, Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, or Zion? It's C. Yellowstone became the world's first national park in 1872. And last, which invention came first? The telephone, the light bulb, the automobile, or the airplane? It's the telephone. It predates the other life-changing inventions by decades. Experience the charm of Asheville. Escape to the land of the sky. Located in the Blue Ridge Mountains, this North Carolina destination combines city life culture with plenty of country charm. Expect cozy breweries, exciting outdoor activities, and friendly locals. As you begin your trip, immerse yourself in the community culture at the Folk Arts Center. Not only can you learn about centuries-old Southern Appalachian crafts, but you'll have the ability to buy your own handmade souvenirs at the craft shop. Afterwards, stop by the nearby restaurant, The Social, for hearty dishes like a meatloaf burnt-end sandwich or zesty fried pickle burger. At dusk, head to the Battery Park Book Exchange and Champagne Bar for a unique experience. Shop for great finds within the two-story bookstore. Enjoy a glass of bubbly and maybe even catch some live music. And to take a mini vacation at home, experience the city with a cocktail inspired by Pax Tavern and a cozy novel centered around a local inn. The drink? Tropical mimosas. Here's what we need. 1 cup white or coconut rum, 1/2 cup pineapple juice, 1/2 cup mango nectar, and champagne or prosecco. In a large measuring cup, stir together the first 3 ingredients, cover, and chill in the fridge. Then, just before serving, divide among 8 champagne glasses and top off with champagne. And this makes 8 drinks. And What the Mountains Remember. In this historical romance, Belle Newbold joins her family on a camping tour that takes her to Asheville's Grove Park Inn, very famous place, where she meets Worth Delafield, the man she's supposed to marry. That's a novel. Joy Calloway, the author. Callaway. What the Mountains Remember. And our recipe for coconut shrimp. Here's what we need. First of all, this makes 4 servings. Active time, 20 minutes. Total time is 35. We need a mango, pitted, peeled, and diced. 2 tablespoons minced red pepper. 2 tablespoons torn mint leaves. 1 tablespoon lime juice. 1/8 teaspoon salt. 1 chili pepper, thinly sliced. That's optional. 1 cup sweetened flaked coconut, chopped. 2/3 cup seasoned panko breadcrumbs. 1/2 teaspoon less sodium Old Bay seasoning. 1 cup of baking mix, such as Bisquick. 1 egg. And 1 pound of peeled, deveined jumbo shrimp with the tails on. In a medium bowl, combine mango, red pepper, mint, lime juice, salt, and if you're using it, the chili pepper, and reserve. Line a baking sheet with parchment. In a bowl, mix coconut, breadcrumbs, and Old Bay. In a separate bowl, combine 2/3 cup of the baking mix, egg, and 1/3 cup water. Place the remaining 1/3 cup baking mix in a separate bowl. Add the shrimp. Toss till coated. Then dip in the egg mixture, then the coconut mixture. Place crisper plate in the basket of a 7-quart air fryer. Coat with cooking spray. Place basket in the fryer. Heat to air fry at 325 degrees. In batches, place shrimp in single layer in the basket. Air fry until crisp, 5 to 6 minutes per batch, and serve with mango salsa. For a saucier salsa, pulse the mixture in a blender or food processor to the desired consistency. And if you have trouble finding ripe mangoes, substitute in 1 cup of diced canned pineapple or chopped orange sections for the mango. Here's a breakfast from Good Housekeeping. Strawberries and cream overnight oats. This makes 4 servings. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time, 15 minutes plus chilling. We need 2 cups old-fashioned oats divided, 2 1/2 cups of milk of choice. That means you could use whole, 2%, whatever. Divided, plus more as needed. We use unsweetened almond milk. 4 tablespoons chia seeds divided, 2 1/2 tablespoons pure maple syrup divided, plus more for serving, kosher salt, 1 cup low-fat cottage cheese, 1 1/2 ounces frozen strawberries, that's about 4 strawberries, and fresh strawberries sliced for serving. In each of 4 12-ounce jars or bowls, stir together 1/2 cup of oats, 1/2 cup plus 2 tablespoons of milk, 1 tablespoon chia seeds, 1/2 tablespoon maple syrup, and a pinch of salt. Refrigerate, covered, at least 8 hours or overnight, and for up to 5 days. When ready to serve, In a mini high-speed blender, puree the cottage cheese, frozen strawberries, and the remaining half tablespoon maple syrup until creamy and pureed. If the mixture's too thick, puree half tablespoon of milk at a time until you reach your desired consistency. Spoon this over the oats and then top with sliced strawberries. Pork chops and mushrooms. This is a one-pan dish that comes together in 30 minutes, serves four, active time's only 20 minutes. We need 2 tablespoons olive oil, 4 bone-in pork loin chops, about 1.5 pounds worth, kosher salt to taste, ground black pepper to taste, 1/2 cup of chicken stock, 10 ounces of quartered baby Bella mushrooms, and 2 tablespoons thyme for garnish. In a large skillet, heat oil over medium heat. Season pork with salt and pepper and sauté for 7 minutes. Turn and cook until pork chops are browned and done to medium about 7 to 8 minutes longer, or until pork registers 160 degrees in the centers. Remove pork from pan and keep warm. Add stock to the same pan and deglaze. Add mushrooms. Season with fresh pepper and cook for about 3 to 5 minutes or until browned and tender. Place pork chops on a platter and add mushrooms around the pork. Garnish with thyme. How about a Tex-Mex quinoa salad? This serves 6. There it is. We need 2 cups vegetable broth, 1 cup tri-colored quinoa, 2/3 of a cup of corn kernels, thawed if you're using frozen, 2/3 of a cup of black beans, drained and rinsed, 1/2 cup diced red pepper, 1/4 cup red onion strips, 1/2 of an avocado diced, 1/4 cup lime vinaigrette salad dressing, and optional lime wedges. Bring broth to a simmer in a medium saucepan. Add the quinoa and cook for 20 minutes. If any broth remains, drain the quinoa, transfer to a serving bowl, cool slightly. Stir corn, beans, red pepper, and onion into the quinoa in a bowl. Fold in the avocado, drizzle with dressing. If desired, serve with lime wedges. Well, that one's pretty easy and quick, isn't it? And easier times are ahead. It's a moment for you. Feeling overwhelmed? Remember, stress is only temporary. In the days, weeks, and months to come, worries will be eased, questions set to rest, problems solved, needs met, and best of all, wishes fulfilled. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Ladies Magazines is available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.